everybody. I'm Daniel Martin, and I want to talk to you about why health matters. Our healthcare workers, they're key players in any response to epidemic or pandemic situations. They're the front line of exposure to infection. I've been speaking to them for years, and I know that it comes from a place of professional responsibility, duty, obligation, and a love for the work that they do as well. But during crises like COVID-19, which we're facing right now, our workers may become acutely concerned about a wide range of issues. I want to find out what these may be and what emotional support healthcare workers need in such situations. Joining me on today's Health Matters, Dr. Sean E., clinical psychologist and director of the psychology practice. Welcome aboard, Dr. E. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
Help my listeners understand. Our healthcare workers, what kinds of issues or anxieties would they likely be facing right now, in your opinion?
So, Daniel, to understand our healthcare workers' anxieties, we actually need to understand what we all have to deal with in such trying times. So, when we feel anxious, we tend to blow things up and view things quite catastrophically. So, this is usually our baseline, if that makes sense. But when there is widespread experiences of anxiety in a community, this anxiety can be raised to a disproportionate level. So this anxiety that's associated with a pandemic or epidemic, in my view, is sort of like a paranoid anxiety based on psychological defense processes. So for example, along the lines of something or somebody does it to me and intends to annihilate me. So in other words, this disease can be passed on to me and I will really have to deal with real life or death concerns, right? So when we were to apply this thinking to healthcare workers, on the other hand, these may actually be quite amplified. So I'm talking about both individuals in the front line as well as back-end administration. So the degree of which they begin to fear others, for example, fears of discrimination, as well as fear of actually contracting the disease, are all real issues for these individuals, such as myself as well, right? So a paranoid anxiety that causes individuals to fear others being able to put the disease into us can also create a sense of vulnerability in us. And of course, be concerned about the safety of their loved ones too, right? So
one would assume, I mean, just like people in the military who have training for this, or people in civil defense who have training for this, would their training help mitigate some of these feelings?
Certainly. I mean, the thing is, when duty comes first, usually what happens is that we might place ourselves at the back end of the room before actually having to concern ourselves with our own needs.
Right.
Yeah. So healthcare workers generally try to put ourselves forward, and that's why we're in a job in the first place. Right. So if we were to look at it in an interesting way, when we all start to become quite concerned about ourselves and we start getting into a process of self-preservation, so you might see this in the form of buying of masks, sanitizers, or even toilet rolls.
I want to get your advice in terms of the kinds of help that should be extended. What do you think they should be receiving from their employers to ensure that they're in the best emotional state to do their jobs? Because you're right, I mean, sometimes it's not just about doctors and nurses and allied healthcare professionals. It could be the receptionists in the clinics or in the hospitals. It could be the workers who are working in the back end. What can be extended?
Certainly, we want to try to understand what we're actually dealing with before actually recommending something, right? So usually what happens is that we might most likely involve some psychological effects like stress, anxiety, and depression, and even post-traumatic kind of experiences, given we've experienced SARS before, and not knowing where COVID-19 is going actually triggers a lot of vulnerability. So in fact, help can come from assisting our healthcare workers to contain their own anxieties. Okay, it can come from in the form of good infrastructure, like a well-coordinated healthcare system, and actually our leaders providing accurate and timely news. Psychologically speaking, we know that a trusted source of information actually insulates us from rumors. Providing a clear picture and seeing how the situation evolves helped us feel better. So in addition, there can be other things like employee assistance programs, emotional support, encouragement, material support, so that these healthcare workers can do their jobs properly, right? And of course, very importantly, right, to promote the need to be treated respectfully. Right, above all, I think taking the lead by showing employees how self-care is done.
Actually, let's talk about that, the self-care aspect, the self-help perspective. What can workers do at times like these? Your advice?
Okay, so an understanding of our automatic processes to our triggers of anxiety as a normal human would react to crises is quite paramount. So we want to try to understand this kicks us into high gear to protect ourselves. Okay, I would say try to look at how we risk analyze and try to get at the reasons why we think we're at risk. So not just social media, news media around us, you know. For example, today I just read some news that people are going out to buy private property in a new condo that's coming up, you know. Just over the weekend, been to the parks and playground at East Coast Park. Lots of families are out there. So are we really at risk, right? So we need to balance this off by also some things that we can do quite effectively already, which has been advised by, said many times, right, that we can do by washing hands, don't touch our face, avoid being a source of risk to other people. But I think importantly is to practice social responsibility. So with what I said earlier about trying to self-preserve, right now to do the opposite, which is actually to be concerned also about not infecting people if we were sick. So if you're at work, if you're a healthcare worker, take it from me. If you're sick, please take leave. Okay, if we have the tendency to feel like we need to maintain a strong front, to be present at work, then time to reconsider this persona of ours. Okay, be kind to others who have those vulnerabilities or insecurities as well. So we're all really the same. So I would say next time you see someone in scrubs or uniform on public transport, do say a kind word of thanks for their job and what they're doing. Yeah.
That is a great idea indeed, Dr. E. Thank you for your words of advice. Dr. Sean E., clinical psychologist and director of the psychology practice, joining me on today's Health Matters.